Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hey, good day. Today we are talking to a Lifestyles Realtor, and we're talking about 45,000 realtors in Houston, Texas, and she is number 9. That is in the top 98.98 percentile of all realtors in Houston, and that is amazing. I'm your host, David Ruzicka. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, and I am with Jennifer McCormick, as I said, a Lifestyles Unlimited Realtor and one of the top realtors in all of Houston. Now, I need to explain something a little bit. Every month, we have something called Case Study. Folks that are listening, you can be my guest. If you'll hang on later in the show, I'll tell you how to be my guest at a case study. But on case study night, people come to our office. We also live stream that. We have a single family investor, individual or couple, tell about an investment that they've made. And they tell everything. Here's the general contractor we used, the hard money lender we used, the conventional lender we used. Here was our out-of-pocket foundation repair company, insurance. They tell everything about the deal from A to Z, including what they paid, including their monthly cash flow, and what their appraised value is and their equity capture is. They tell all their secrets. I mean, that just sounds crazy, right? But that's what Lifestyles Unlimited is all about. We are learning from success. But here's the funny thing. More often than not, Jennifer McCormick is in the room because she is the realtor on the deal, because she does so many deals and she has helped so many Lifestyles members get on their way to retirement. So, Jennifer, so glad you're here today, and I want to just give you an opportunity, just kind of introduce yourself to the audience, who you are apart from real estate, where you grew up, education, whatever you want to share.
Hey, David. Thanks for having me. I am a native Houstonian and been here, aside from just a couple short years, in Houston, love Houston, don't ever want to leave Houston. So this is my home, and what I do for Lifestyles is very fulfilling in that fact that I'm bringing all this goodness back into our own community. But I did corporate life for a long time. I was left corporate as a project manager, which I loved, and I apply a lot of that into how I run these investment transactions. Is a lot of the same thing. There's a beginning, a middle, and an end, and we have our goals. So, and I did own a small business for a while. I'm a single mom. I do this as a single mom. I have two children, which I love, and I've been with Lifestyles now 6 years, and from the get-go, it's been more than I could have imagined in both my career growth and personal/investment growth too.
That's awesome. And I would say it's more than you can imagine if you are better than almost 45,000 people in an industry. That's awesome.
Now, I know that sounds so crazy, right?
It does. Now, I want to talk a little bit about something that is kind of the rage these days, and that's wholesaling. When I started out with Lifestyles, well, first of all, the principle behind Lifestyles Unlimited in terms of buying single family is we want to buy houses at a discount at 50% on the dollar or 75% on the dollar. And when I started out, we were told by our mentors, hey, you do not do wholesale deals because wholesale people are bad and they have no fiduciary responsibility. And I didn't do it for a while. And now that's kind of all that people do. And so the benefit of buying from a wholesaler in this current market is that you can find those properties at a great discount, and that's going to protect you from loss. One of Dell's top rules is don't lose money. You don't lose money when you buy houses at a discount. Now, you deal with a lot of wholesalers. Tell us a little bit about, I mean, and explain to us first what a wholesaler is for folks that are listening.
I mean, this is a multi-layered question, but we'll start off with, when I joined Lifestyles, I knew you back in those days too. And, you know, yes, we were finding our niche. And the niche with wholesaler, the relationship between us and them has just grown much stronger, than anything we could possibly hope to get on an MLS, right? MLS, we are competing with everybody. And in this market, even, you know, out-of-state buyers and things like that. So right. The competition is different. Where the wholesalers come into play, they do their job, right? They're marketing. And, you know, I'm sure everybody's gotten a text or a call or saw a bandit sign from these guys. They're marketing. They're spending the money up front, getting these leads from distressed sellers. And that's the key point here is that, you know, these are not people that have a nice home that will take anything less than full price for their houses. These are things that they can't afford to fix, or maybe there's divorce or a death or something. There's something going on. So the right. wholesalers work really hard to get these under contract. And what we can do when they bring them to someone like me, especially with Lifestyles, with the name and the reputation that we have as being qualified, you know, educated buyers, they want to give that to us and say, hey, here's my deal. And if as long as we can come to agreement on pricing and rehab and ARV, all the things that go with it, you know, a lot of times they give me the deal and nobody else in the world sees it. So I'm not competing. As long as we make the numbers work, this deal right. goes directly to a Lifestyles member. So that's our advantage.
Now, how do you do that? I mean, you're dealing with big bad men. I mean, David Fisher says wholesalers are you know, snakes. And because like we said, they have no fiduciary responsibility. They don't have to tell you if there's anything wrong with the house. None of that goes on that would go on with a regular MLS deal. You have to put down a deposit that's non-refundable. How do you deal with all of that?
That's a great question. So, yes.
Oh, wait. Hold right there. We're going to come back on the other side of the break. I was not watching my clock closely. Hey, here's the thing. If you want to raise your standards, you need to make your shoulds become musts. You must get a map for financial freedom. Stay with us through the break. You're going to learn more from the top realtor, one of the top realtors in Houston, Texas.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
I'm your host, David Ruzicka. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We are working on your financial freedom. And today, I'm with Jennifer McCormick, one of the top realtors in Houston. Out of 45,000 realtors, she is number 9. Jim Rohn said, you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. You need to surround yourself with successful, like-minded people. And within Lifestyles Unlimited, what you find are people just like Jennifer. So glad you're with us today, Jennifer. Right before the break, we were talking about wholesaling and wholesalers. And a wholesaler is somebody that, just to kind of reiterate, somebody who gets a contract with a house. There's a seller that needs to dump the house fast for whatever reason. They can't fix it up. It's a piece of garbage. They're going through some kind of financial problem. And so the wholesaler gets a contract, contacts someone like Jennifer, and Jennifer gets the deal without it ever going on MLS. There's no bidding war going on. If the numbers work, she's going to take it to a Lifestyles member. And the wholesalers like to do that because they know they're dealing with sophisticated buyers who have been trained to effectively buy, rehab, lease real estate. That's what you get when you join Lifestyles Unlimited. So, Jennifer, right before the break, we were talking about you're dealing with some big bad men. How do you do that? How do you protect yourself? How do you protect your client?
Yeah, that's funny. It's, my joke is I have 20 ex-husbands. there's a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff, right? And they're not all good. Most of them, yes. I wouldn't even waste my time talking to. But that's the relationship that I have and that I've proven over time. And they know that. We have a mutual respect. They're not. They know that they can't, you know, overinflate ARV and underplay rehab because I'm going to call them out on it, right? What we need is a fair deal for all. And if everybody gets a fair deal, then that's the deal that's going to close. When someone gets greedy or shady or something, that's not going to deal. And I'm not going to waste my time on that or waste my buyer's time on that.
And folks, as you're listening, this is why you need good people on your team. Because if you go out and you deal with a wholesaler on your own, like we said, there's no fiduciary responsibility. The wholesaler doesn't have to tell you that the pipes are broken off under the house and the plumbing doesn't work. You have to figure that out yourself. And you got someone like Jennifer who's watching your back can protect you from those kind of things. So when you get into that, a wholesaler comes to you. What do you do to get to work on that deal?
So usually, I mean, they provide me, like I said, these guys, most of mine I've been working with for years. And once they know, you know, everybody, I'm a player in the game too. We trade information, right?
Right.
They tell me what they know about the property, if possible, or if I have too many questions, you know, I'll try and go see it prior to, like, okay, this doesn't look good now, but let me go look at it, right? Mm-hmm. And that's really the secret to a lot of these is you just got to go look at the houses. You know, things look good on paper, and yes, we're worried about numbers, but a lot of times, you know, I get out there and it's like, hey, this is better, you know, or hey, this is worse. Let's go back to the drawing board and let's rework these numbers. I'm going to need a better price. Okay, well, what are we talking here? You know, and it's a process. So there's it's like, a, you know, we're molding these like clay into hopefully what's going to, you know, come out to be a great deal. And I know you and I were talking before, some of these deals, you know, especially in, let's say, a non-traditional neighborhood, you know, you're running safe numbers, right? But when we get that appraisal, it can turn into a grand slam, honestly.
What is a non-traditional neighborhood?
You know, there's, like, everybody thinks, okay, I want to be in Katy. I want to be in Cypress. That's where I live. This is the area that I'm comfortable with. It's safe. I like the schools. You got to let that go, okay? We're talking about investment properties for the masses, right? And people live in all different kinds of conditions. So if you're in Cypress and, you know, everything is, you know, a 322 worth, you know, X amount, well, do you think that you're going, like, your appraisal is going to come in higher? No, it's not. And so the price I'm negotiating is based on, you know, I try and stay conservative. But in something like a Texas City or Pasadena or Sunnyside, places like that, where values are changing rapidly as we, you know, enhance these neighborhoods, or even just something where, you know, there's a 1950 house, a 1980 built house, and a 2000, it's hard to pinpoint it harder. But the appraiser's going to come in, and he's always the final call. You know, if I've got a 160 on it, it comes in at 170, bam, you're 10 less out of pocket.
Right.
So, but you're not going to get that in those cookie cutter ones where everybody feels safe. Now, are these other neighborhoods, you know, not as good? People live everywhere. And a lot of times, you know, that's where they grew up, and that's where they're comfortable. Not in Cypress. They're not comfortable in Cypress.
And what we're talking about, folks, is we want to be in that workforce housing, blue-collar housing, people that we don't want the high-end stuff because it's going to sit vacant for a long time. If you're a high-end person, why are you renting a house? There's a lot smaller market for that. We don't want the low-end stuff. We don't want to be evicting all the people all the time. We don't want to be slumlords. We want that largest pool of renters that will they just need a place to live. They don't want to live in an apartment. They want to live in a house, and they want to live in a house they can afford. There's a huge number of people that want to do that, and so that's what Jennifer is talking about. Yeah, when I first started, I lived in Katy, and I was thinking, oh, what a house in Katy, a nice, clean house, nothing wrong with it. Tell me about the average house that you look at for an investor? Is it a clean, all put together house?
I love a good train wreck. And I like to, I want to be able to do everything. That makes me happy, right? I mean, yes, I get a wide spectrum. You know, that you pull up and the house is leaning to the side. Okay, well, as long as the structural integrity is good and your numbers are good, mm-hmm. we can fix just about anything. And you got to figure if you've got a bigger rehab, you're fixing literally everything.
Paint a picture for what it looks like when you walk into the house for our listeners on the bad end.
I've seen just about everything. I think I'm going to make like a coffee table book with all the crazy pictures in my phone. But, you know, we see a lot of animal hoarding, you know, stuff hoarding, just, you know, what I call raining in the living room when the roof is just so bad that, you know, there's no ceiling left and the water's just come down. But yeah. All of these are things that I can fix. Right. Like I said, as long as we have structural integrity and the money to do it, we can fix just about anything. But there are pretty clean ones where you just basically do like a cosmetic rehab and they're not that bad. You know, those are I can't say one's more than the other because, you know, you see so many houses and there's just a wide variety. But sometimes I do get out to a house and I'm like, yeah, this house isn't worth saving. And I'm the first one to tell you that. Right. Like,
right.
Let's all go home. But I've seen enough, and the contractors are here. I've got, you know, we've got our whole line of people, you know, our arsenal that can come in, inspectors, contractors, engineers, if we need them, and figure out what's good, what's bad, and then piece it together from there.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what we want. That's where we're going to make the money. That's how we buy a house at a discount. I want you to folks to hold on through the next break. But if you've never checked into Lifestyles Unlimited, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com and sign up for one of the free webinars. Stay with us through the break. We're talking to one of the top realtors in Houston, Texas, Jennifer McCormick with Lifestyles Unlimited, and we are working on your financial freedom.
Stop waiting. Stop sitting around. Stop procrastinating. This is your time. Make it happen. Do it now. When's the best time? Now. People go, well, I don't know. It's going to crash. It's going to be better next year. I've got to listen to four more classes. I love guys come up to me and tell me, you know, I've been listening to you on the radio for 8 years now, right? I go, and you're not rich yet? Well, really, I'm thinking about joining next month. Do it now.
Learn the skills you need to retire with real estate in 5 years or less. Do it now. Register for the Lifestyles Unlimited free online workshop. LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Hey, this is David Ruzicka. I am your host, and you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I am speaking with Jennifer McCormick, a good friend and one of the top realtors in Houston, Texas, number 9 out of 45,000 last year, which is a ridiculously incredible feat. And we're hearing why she is in that, was number 9, because she is an expert in her field. She has the relationships with the wholesalers and is able to bring excellent properties to our Lifestyles members. I did mention at the beginning, case study. We have that every month here in Houston. We have it live in person. If you want to come to a live in-person case study, you can also do that in Dallas and San Antonio. if you will just call me, call 281-819-2986, 281-819-2986. You can come to Case Study in person one time as a guest for free, and I'd love for you to do that. Or just call the Lifestyles number. Ask for David Ruzicka. If you can't remember that number, look, Google it, and you can find that. And I'll get you into any of those case studies for free. And Jennifer is always is often the star of the show because she's the realtor that brought the deal to the table. Now, we were talking, Jennifer, right before the break. A wholesaler calls you and says, I've got a deal for you. Walk us through the process till we get to the point where the Lifestyles member is signing on the dotted line.
Like I said, you know, they bring us the deal. The next step is obviously running numbers. And then we got to go look at the house, right?
And let me interject one thing. This is why most of you listening cannot do this, because Jennifer has spent years cultivating a relationship with these wholesalers. They know that if they call her and if they will deal with her, she's going to bring excellent buyers to the table. That's why it's difficult for a person just to walk in and do this. She's been doing this for years and has the relationships. So go ahead. They call you and take it from there.
Okay, so run numbers, and these are preliminary numbers, right? Again, the deal is going to shift, you know, slightly throughout, but my goal is always to give you the same as what, you know, we started out with as when the finished product is, if not better, right? Better,
right.
Yay, let's have a party. But I want to give a good, solid deal. So run the numbers with the information that's provided. I'm running not only sales comps, but rental comps. We're figuring lender and title fees, insurance, all the pieces, parts that go into making up this deal, right?
Right.
So we get out there and obviously, you know, oh, I didn't know that, you know, this house was on a quarter acre of land. Oh, boom. Well, that raises our value right there. There's different things that can happen once you see it, or, you know, hey, this rehab is better than I thought, or it's more than I thought. You know, there's all these things that, you know, you have to do both steps, right?
Right.
And once I get comfortable, you know, I run my numbers. We're working on getting bids, creating a scope of work. And once it's like, we don't usually have a lot of time. That's the other thing that drives people crazy with wholesale is we do need decisions made quickly. So the
right.
more information that I can package together by that point, I can give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down, right? And when you're ready, and most people are, they say, okay, let's do this. We're going to go under contract. And we start finishing out our due diligence during that time. But the bulk of it is already done up front. You know, basically, we've done our entire, you know, option period up to that point.
Yeah, because you don't have an option period, right, with the wholesaler?
There is no option period.
You don't have 5 days to get an inspection,
right.
That kind of thing. But also, you're not competing with anybody else for this house.
I am not. Exactly.
You are the only person on the spot. And so they have this is why this matters, folks, because you're going to put down a non-refundable deposit. Maybe what's the average deposit right now?
It depends. I try to do mine $2,500 to $3,500. I have seen some higher. It just depends on the deal, honestly.
Okay, so you're going to put down that deposit, and you're going to lose that money if something comes up and you decide you can't buy the house. That's why you need an expert. That's why you have to surround yourself with successful, like-minded people like Jennifer, who has already done the footwork, already done the homework, and knows what this house is going to be. So they close on the deal. Next step?
Well, let me touch on something else on that deposit.
Sure.
That deposit is basically to hold you, the buyer, accountable, you know, because there is no earnest money. It basically is your earnest money in you know, the normal world, right? It's showing that you have intention to close on this deal and you're not wasting anybody's time. On the flip side, you know, if we open up title and there's a title, you know, so a lot of times there might be a couple of delays where we say, okay, we have to get an affidavit or something signed to get this done, we still close. But every now and then, once in a blue moon, there'll be something that we go, okay, we can't find this person or this or this, right? And right. in that point, if the seller can't clear their title, your deposit is refunded to you if they can't close on the deal. This is mostly just, and we're not moving forward. I tell everybody, we're not signing a contract, and we're not putting down that deposit until, you know, I feel good, number one. And two, they feel good, right? Everybody's got to feel good about this deal for us to move forward on it.
Now, I know you. I know you went to see one deal, and it was actually in Katy. Not many. Every once in a while, a deal will come up in Katy, and on this deal, it's a deal where people had to change their perspective to buy it. And you said it's not an emotional business. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
With the police officer, tell the folks about that. What happened?
We see all kinds of stuff in this, guys, but. You know, it is rare, but I do get a deal in Katy, and one was brought to me. I mean, and everybody already kind of knew about it because it was on the news. The lady had some issues, and the cops were called to her house, and she pulled the gun on them, and they had to take her down while she was in the house. So it was a crime scene.
Right.
And it was a tragic situation, right? Very touchy with the family, obviously, who now has a house. And these are these situations we're in, where now they have a house that's got emotional good and bad, you know, sentiments for them and what to do with it and what to do with their things and things like that. So it's a process of walking them through it. But, you know, a lot of people, they say, oh, I want that house in Katy. Yeah, it was perfect. Trust me. Perfect neighborhood, perfect house. Everything was great. But it carries this stigma. And it was funny because it was actually presented at one of our road trips, which is what members get to take advantage of
right.
the 5-step. But everybody's question was, well, do we have to tell the tenant, you know, that this happened?
And the neighbors are going to tell the tenants. Everybody's going to tell the tenants.
And what's you're right. Jeff, like, everybody's going to tell. Like, everybody knows, right? And so,
right.
yeah, if the tenant is, you know, squeezy about that, then that's not for them. But trust me, that house rented and nothing's flat. And you got to take the emotion out of it yourself. But also, you got to figure that there's plenty of people out there that do not care. They want that house.
Yeah, folks, you really need to hear that. That's such an important point, because one of the big questions I get when I do the free workshops is people say, what if I can't rent the house? If you're dealing with an expert like Jennifer, number one, you're going to know how much you're going to charge for the rent, because she's going to run from the comps for you, and she's going to tell you, this is what this house will rent for. The other thing is, if you fix the house up nicely, and Jennifer is going to make you replace the air conditioning, everything else in the house, so that the house is in perfect condition, so you can have a great house. You can have best product at the best price, and there will be somebody that will come along and rent that house, like she said, in nothing flat. Hey, stay with us through the break. Love talking to Jennifer. A lot of great expertise here. We're working on your financial freedom.
Ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the 5 ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Hey, I'm your host, David Ruzicka. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I am your host, and we're with Jennifer McCormick, number 9 of 45,000 realtors in Houston, Texas, and she is a Lifestyles Unlimited realtor and does a great job for our members. I want to encourage you, if you've not been to one of our workshops before, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com, lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com, sign up for one of our workshops. The next one I'm doing is April 28th at 6:30. I think that's a Thursday night. So if you want to see what I look like, you can sign up for that one. It's a webinar, so you can watch it in your pajamas. But if you can't do that one, sign up for one of the others. My teammates do a tremendous job as well. And if you would like to come to a case study, you might even have the opportunity to meet Jennifer there at the case study here in Houston. Just give me a call, 281-819-2986. Leave me a message if I'm not available, and I will get you registered. You can come to one of our case studies live in person, free, one time. So right before the break, we were talking about with Jennifer about the house where somebody was shot, and at least in no time flat, because the numbers were right. You're working with someone like Jennifer. She's going to make you make that house look perfect inside, and she's going to help you to price it so that you have the best product and the best price, and you're able to rent your property. Jennifer, you mentioned something we were talking either this morning or the other day. You've had an opportunity. You've been in this for a long time, and sometimes folks, landlords get the bad rap in a lot of cases. Sometimes it's accurate, but for Lifestyles Unlimited members, it is not, of being slumlords. And that's not what we do. And what have you seen in some neighborhoods over time as you've seen Lifestyles Unlimited investors go out and buy houses?
It's shocking what in just like I said, 6 years and living in the city, you know, my whole life, and neighborhoods that have, you know, never been anything that you ever wanted to even drive down, and how we've gone in and one by one, we pluck these things up, and, you know, the investment community obviously has grown. And once that starts happening in a neighborhood, the people who might not have been like, I don't want to go in that neighborhood, now they're coming in, right? We're buying these up, and we will literally turn, you know, neighborhoods upside down and into desirable, you know?
Yeah, in a good way. You're right.
In a great way, where you're just like, wow. I mean, and that's, and these are areas, like I said, that have been stagnant, you know, and decrepit for a long time. It's coming in and having the power and the money and the know-how to do this, and then attracting the people that we want in the house. You know, we're not slum lords, and so we get qualified tenants in there, and you know, the neighborhood just grows on its own. And that's what's so fulfilling, is that we're doing all of this. We're providing a quality product for a tenant who, yes, wants to get an apartment or just needs to move or coming in from out of town. We give them this great house, and in turn changing the neighborhood, sometimes quicker than others, but they all change. And then on top of that, we're making the money, right? It's just a win-win-win. And then you've got a solid product in a couple of years that you're going to sell to maybe a first-time home buyer, right, who's going to get their foot in the door and continue to create that community. Like, it's just very layered on the positive that investors are playing on our city.
Yeah, Lifestyles Unlimited is about integrity, and we want to do an excellent job for our community. I say during the workshop, the free workshop, if you want to make a lot of money, you got to help a lot of people. And that's what we do. We end up revitalizing neighborhoods, and that's what you see over time. Kind of moving on from that, sometimes you have people that are out of state even that invest in our area. And one of the guys, Sean, I actually had him on the radio show back February 26th. It wasn't that long ago. It seems like a year ago now. But tell me about the first house that you showed him. And the point I want to make to folks that you're listening, you need to get moving. You need to quit looking for a way out and start looking for a way in. And that's what Sean did. He's living in California. He told me he joined for the $297 for the Financial Freedom Program membership. He told me, he said, David, he said, I've done a lot more stupid things with $297 in my life than join Lifestyles Unlimited to see if I can get a map for financial freedom. So I thought, why not spend the money? I've done so many dumb things with that much money. Let me try to do something good with it. And it's been very successful at that. Tell me about the first house that you had with him. I just want folks to hear the kind of motivation that is successful.
So I had this little house, and it's in a neighborhood that, again, you may not want to ever go into. But this was a good little house. It already had an existing tenant. And, you know, the street's kind of wonky, but the house was good. The tenant was good. You know, it was a very old build. I want to say it was like a 1930s or 40s. But it had, you know, enough of the work done that I've been working with this property for a while, right? And mm-hmm. because it was really hard to comp, you know, people were leery of this. In addition to, at the end of the street, there's a cemetery, right? Like, right there. You can throw a rock and hit a cemetery.
People are literally dying to get into the neighborhood.
They were dying to get in. there's a lot more of them than, I mean, there were, it's many houses, you know, on many streets. Yeah. So there's people living there, right? But this is a community where, yes, you know, these people are comfortable in their area. It's close to their church. And this guy's place, he has horses. It was close to the stables, all these things, right? There's a lot of factors that make up why someone wants to live where they live. And you have to think out, take your brain out.
Yep.
So anyway, I've been working with the wholesaler on getting the right price for this. And it was just a slam dunk. Like, I just knew it. But, you know, people had their reservations about area, you know.
Cemetery.
Stones, assorted, yes. And so Sean called me, like, literally I was going to meet with the tenant, I think, to work out the terms for the new lease, who were going to renew the lease with whoever bought it. And I pulled up to the house, right when he called, he's like, hey, I'm Sean, and you know Sean. Like, Sean's just, he's a great guy, and he's full of energy, and he says, I need a deal, and I need a deal right now. And I said, well, hey, I've got this deal that I really think is going to be a slam dunk. And he just literally said, do it. And I was like, well, hold on. Let me FaceTime you and let me tell you the details. And he's like, you didn't even know me. Do it.
Yep.
And we've had the best relationship since then. Like, I consider him a dear friend, as most of my clients end up being. Like, you know, we established a relationship, right? There's a trust thing. And he's in Washington State. And he's never seen this house. And he doesn't really know me. But it started from there. And it was that trust that I said, I've got this great deal, and I'm waving it around in the air like somebody needs to get this one.
Yeah.
And he did. And I don't remember his numbers, but I know it appraised like $20,000 higher than I had estimated. The out-of-pocket was very minimal. The repairs were very minimal. And that tenant is a lifetime tenant. And I told him that from day one. This guy is never going to move, and he doesn't want much. He just wants, you know, his dryer connection fixed or whatever it was, right?
Right.
So it's refreshing, you know. I deal with people from all over the country. We have national members. We have local members. You're going to get the same service with me no matter what. But, of course, you know, I have to do, you know, extra due diligence with them as far as explaining what they can't see.
Right, right. And that's what we say. We say, live where you want, invest where you need to. Invest mm-hmm. where it makes sense. So great job, and great job on Sean. It's got, I think of it, you had me at hello. He's ready to go. Now, we have about a minute and a half, about a minute left. During COVID, you sold a lot of houses during COVID. And tell me, how did you do that? I mean, that's people were negative. Everyone's telling me, I'll wait till COVID's over. I'll wait till people are back to work.
That was the absolute wrong way to think. And I think everybody knows it in their heart, but doing is another thing. And the people that did it got some fantastic deals because, you know, we were getting good deals. Wholesalers were giving me really good prices because they were also afraid that they were going to be holding that contract if they couldn't sell it. So I was getting, you know, wheeling and dealing the best ever during that time. And so when it was when everybody started going, oh, okay, the world's not ending. Now everybody's dogpiling back in the industry and, you know, fighting over the deal. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, COVID was my friend, and everybody, they call me and they're like, man, I got three, you know, when everybody, nobody was on the freeways or anything. Remember those couple of months where I was like, I felt like I was in a deserted city. I'm the only one on the freeway. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. John Templeton said the time of maximum pessimism is the best time to buy, and the time of maximum optimism is the best time to sell. Del Walmsley tripled his net worth from 2008 to 2010. Last quote, I'll get you. There's a couple quotes. The best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. Second best time is right now. Jennifer, thanks so much for being with us today. And folks, as you're listening, you need to find someone who's gotten out of life what you want and imitate them. Tony Robbins calls that a mentor. And at Lifestyles Unlimited, we have a 32-year track record of providing mentoring and providing expert help like Jennifer McCormick. Remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.